Sarah Moore joining me in studio. Good morning.
Good
Welcome back.
Good morning. Welcome back to you as well.
Yes, of course.
We missed you.
I was hoping to bring some spring and sunshine
with
me.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
Failed on that one.
Yeah, check your bag because it's not out here.
But happy spring to you anyway.
Thank you. Today is the first day.
Yeah, first day of spring. And that. Yep. And I think I saw on your Facebook page, you mentioned something about the moon.
Yeah, it's a
it
big
has
one.
Kind today's of effect
a full
on
moon.
It.
Well, today's a full moon and the first day of spring. And it's a super moon. So today, driving my son to the bus, I could look up and the moon was setting over the mountains. It was amazing.
Yeah,
but it'll keep you up. I mean, I don't know how many other listeners out there are exhausted right now, but
but
it's been messing with me.
It will have that effect on you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we love the full moon because that brings you into the studio with us and we get to do some full moon readings. But before we get to that, I do have a little bit of a business to attend to.
Okay.
I also want to give a shout out to, of course, North Conway Premier. They're the proud sponsors of full moon readings and you can check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. But you may have noticed that behind me I have a tournament board and
a
nice little bracket set up, and we've teamed up with the White Mountain Independents, and I know you know many of them yourself, and we've been doing this Magic Madness thing where people get to text in between two White Mountain Independents. They have to make that tough decision on who they want to represent, who they want to be the fan favorite, and it was Spruce Hurricane and Handcrafter's Barn, both located right, of course, in the Village, and I am proud to announce that Handcrafter's Barn
Woo!
Has made it on to the next round. Handcrafter's Barn will now go on to round number two, and they'll be up against Four Year Paws Only on the 29th. So they have now moved on to round two. Tomorrow, it will be the Rugged Mill and Flossie's General Store.
There are some great stores on that board.
Absolutely. Those are the top 16, by the way. People have been voting in now since the beginning of March. Voted in until about yesterday, until about Monday. People were just voting for their favorites altogether.
Yep.
We took the top 16 with the most votes, put them in a tournament, and now they're going head-to-head.
You know, we're pretty lucky to have all of them in the Valley.
It's incredible.
It's amazing. And
it's
people
incredible.
Come from all over to come here. Driving in this morning, I saw the mountains. I saw the beautiful scenery, and I was like, we live here.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is very cool. So you can check out whitemountainindependence.com for full details on all the stores. Congratulations to Handcrafter's Barn. And then we have a lucky listener who texted in, and I want you to announce this name. This person ended up winning a gift certificate to another White Mountain Independent, which is the Rugged Mill, also located in the
Village. Jen Lane from Center Conway wins.
There we go. Jen Lane and her daughter Abby. They're always listening together.
Oh,
and
perfect.
They are from Center Conway. Jen, you win the Rugged Mill gift certificate. We'll be in touch and let you know how you can pick up your prize. And one more time, congratulations to the Handcrafter's Barn. It's always
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. All right, here we go. People are texting in. We're trying to get this going here. You always have to change to a little bit.
Yeah, and so if anybody, as you're looking for the first text, if nobody is, if you haven't heard me before, Sarah Moore, Enlightened Horizons is my website.
Yes.
And there's also a Facebook page. I'm a psychic for people and pets. Anything I give you, if it has anything medical in it, I have no training to back it. So you work with your doctor or your veterinarian. And your questions can be really anything as long as they're morning airtime appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And check those in. And so make sure you enter your first name and at least the city that you're from. So at least we can
give
you
know,
a shout out.
You know it's your reading.
Right, of course. And to give everybody a heads up, we do record all of our full moon reading sessions as long as the computer cooperates.
Yes.
And I will be posting up the audio later today. Just in case you walk away from your radio, you can still get your question in. All right, here we go. It says, hi, Sarah. My name is Gina from Ossipee, and her daughter passed away 16 months ago today.
Yes.
She misses her like crazy, and she just had a dream recently where she was crying. Anything from
the
that?
The daughter was crying. Mm-hmm. I actually, it's so interesting. My right, my whole left side of my body feels really weird. Like my left arm, my left wrist, everything feels strange on my left side of my body. So I don't know what she passed from, but she's showing me just it feels weak and different. And I what I hear is that I can't take you to the grave with me, and I need you to stand tall and carry the torch for me. You're meant to shine. I'm hearing Shine Bright Like a Diamond, the song.
Yeah, sure.
So shine bright like a diamond in honor of my life. You don't have to have, you don't need the banner that says I lost a child. Like some other people will use that as a way to grieve or to heal, and you can do it privately, but you still need to choose life.
Okay. All right. That one goes out to Gina from Ossipee. I believe it's pronounced Eves. It's Y-V-E-S from Berlin. So
okay.
Eves from Berlin texting in. And the question is there any messages from past loved ones, especially their mom?
Your mom is being silly. I'm getting like shimmy shake. This could be a day where they all talk in songs, but I kind of want to like shimmy shake, loosen up. Whatever you're holding. Okay, now this is where I'm going to sound like a weird psychic. But anything you're holding onto in your root chakra, you have to let go of. Anything that you said, God, when I was a kid, I wish that it hadn't gone this way, and I will never do that again. Because the minute you say, I will never do that again, the universe is like, oh, you want to do it again? So let go of all that garbage you're holding onto from your childhood and just move forward. And your mom is funny because what I'm hearing is kind of lighten up. It, you know, don't take yourself so seriously.
Excellent. Okay, that one goes out to Eve from Berlin. We have Allie from Berlin texting, and she texts in each time you come in, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's just been kind of a continuing tale, which is interesting enough. She says she's still continuing, and maybe you may know or may not remember.
I don't remember a lot.
She says, I'm still continuing to hear a creepy man's voice call my name at night, as well as knocking on my bedroom door, waking her up. She says, what do they want and why won't it stop?
He needs to go. At first, it was sort of safe and playful, and now I get rid of that. My friend Kathleen Stone is a phenomenal psychic out of the Portland area, and she's the big guns when somebody needs a house clearing, and I would actually recommend her for this. But I would, I don't think you're confident enough to kind of ask them to go. But either light a white candle or a black candle, or black is a candle of protection. But I would light that candle and leave the room. And nope, that's not going to work. He needs to leave. So you need to tell him, get out, and call in God, call in angels, call in whatever higher power you believe in, and push that energy out the front door and then down the road and then out into outer space.
Right on.
Yeah, it needs to go.
I do remember her texting in earlier, month ago, 2 months ago, and it was something about you said that it was mischievous at first. You thought maybe it was like a prankster.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
That's when your electronics will start blowing because they don't have the energy because they're in the in-between space. They're not dead. They're not alive. So they will pull on your electronics, your clocks won't work, your phone won't charge, and just things start happening. It gets very expensive.
All right, so she should definitely look into contacting
Kathleen or whoever you want, but make sure they're a really good in the light energetic worker.
Wonderful. This is Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, and we're going to take a quick break. It's only 90 seconds, and we'll be back with more right here on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.